بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون، صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, last night's Tarawih, we started Surah Al-Baqarah. This is one of the longest surahs of the Holy Quran. I explained to you why the surah is known as Surah Al-Baqarah. But in there is a verse where Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, and I will remember you. Show gratitude to me, and don't be ungrateful to me. It's a very important lesson. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is saying, if you remember me, I will remember you. Ulama say, explain, this is the greatest benefit of Zikrullah. That when we make the zikr of Allah, Allah is going to remember us. What greater benefit of zikr? There are many other virtues of zikr, of zikrullah. But here Allah remembers us when we remember Him. And Allah is telling us to make shukr. Allah has given us so many bounties, so many bounties. We had iftar. We fasted, that was a bounty. We had iftar, the bounty of Allah. Allah gave us tawfiq of reading salat, isha, tarawih. So many things Allah has given us. So the more shukr we make, the more Allah will increase us in this ni'mat. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah, inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. That, O believers, seek assistance through patience and salah. Two important things. Sabr and salah. Prior to this, there was a whole incident of tahweel of the qibla. The changing of the qibla. Initially, Rasulullah was instructed that he must face Baytul Maqdis. That was the qibla. Rasulullah's desire was all the time that he must face Makkah, the Kaaba. But Allah had commanded him to face Baytul Maqdis. And after so many months, then he was now then told to face the Baytullah. When this happened, Yahud and Nasara immediately, they were looking for always to find some faults in the deen of Islam. And to try and mock and ridicule the Muslim. To find faults. And they continue to do so. The deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is absolutely pure. Allah's wisdom we cannot understand. Every injunction is absolutely beautiful. It is divine. There is benefit in it. You and I might not know the wisdom behind each injunction of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In fact, in Surah Al-Baqarah, we'll find there are so many injunctions of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala talks about masail pertaining to nikah and talaq. The masail of talaq, many have been mentioned. Allah talks about transactions. In tonight's Salah we've even heard that when you are doing any transaction, then write it down. Have witnesses. It's a Quranic injunction. But most of us still, we forget. Or we ignore this injunction of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. What happens? We say, no, but He gave me His word. There's nothing black and white, nothing written, there is no witnesses. Then there's a big dispute after that. Then we land up in the court. Quran is telling us, وَأَشْهِدُوا إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ. That when you're making that deal and that contract, make sure there are witnesses and write it down. Everything is found, it is black and white, so you have no problem whatsoever later. Allah talks about different ahkam, about qisas. Allah talks about roza. Allah talks about hajj. Allah talks about umrah. So like this, so many injunctions have been mentioned. And the tahweel of the qibla, so these people started looking for faults. Allah Ta'ala instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that fadhkurun ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Have patience. Have patience. Ignore what they are saying. You be patient, persevere, and adopt salah. Seek Allah's assistance through salah. And therefore, whenever Rasulullah was afflicted by any problem or worry, any concern, anything happened, immediately he hastened to salah first. And this is what we all should be doing. Any problem we have, whatever problem we have, first turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Seek Allah's assistance through salah. This is the injunction of the Quran. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala then tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not to bother about what these Yahud and Nasara are talking about now. How come your Qibla is changed? One day Baytul Maqdis and now towards the Kaaba. So they began to mock the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentioned them, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. That listen, whether you turn your face toward the east or west, that is not regarded as piety. So, it is the injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to face the Kaaba, so you are going to obey Allah's command. There's no doubt about that. But whichever direction Allah commands you to turn to, that is an obligation upon you. It doesn't mean that now you're doing something which is not regarded as righteousness. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. Allah then enumerates what is bir. Bir means piety. It's a very broad word. Bir means obedience. It is such a word that is used for good. So all good. And Allah Ta'ala mentions, أَنْتُ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. So Allah says that those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last day, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the divine scriptures, they believe in the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And وَآتَ الْمَالَ, so that is aqidah, our aqaid, our belief. Iman al-mufassal, Iman al-mujmal, we learn from maktab days. Our iman has to be very, very strong, our aqidah. Our belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His qualities, his attributes, his names, his asma, his sifat. Allah has got no partners. So all these aqaid, we must be entrenched. We must understand that the Quran is the final kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in the Torah, Zabur, Injil, and the scriptures in the original form. That which is interpreted, no. The original form, the Injil, Zabur, Torah, we believe in those kitab. We believe in every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, right through Rasulullah SAW. He is the finality of prophethood. He is the final Nabi. No Nabi to come after Rasulullah SAW. Khatamun Nabiyyin. So this is our aqidah, this is our belief. We believe in taqdeer. Good and bad comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the creator of both. Everything is in His control. Our rozi also comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything happens with the divine decree of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah talks about aqidah, ya, aqaid. Then, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَبْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. That, then this person who Allah talks about in piety. What is piety? Allah has enumerated the good deeds. So among them is the person then gives wealth. Ala حُبِّهِ. The word ala حُبِّهِ has different meanings. One meaning is, he spends money which is now motivated. The spending is motivated out of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala حُبِّ And if he حُبِّ. Out of the love for Allah Rabbul Izzat, he's spending on the poor, the needy. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى. Charity begins at home. First he gives his close relatives. So many close relatives who are in need, he sees to them first. وَالْيَتَامَ, the orphans. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, the poor. And the people who are traveling there, they've got no means of transport. He looks at them, he feeds them. Then he frees slaves. He gives them money, or he purchases the freedom and lets them free. So the person gives money and charity motivated by the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ الْمَالِ. Despite him having love for wealth and he wants for himself, still he spends it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other word, and the third meaning is عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ أَنِي بِالْمَحَبَّ. Happily he's giving. He's giving generously. He's not a miser. He's not giving miserly. He's giving with an open and large heart. And this is what we need to inculcate in ourselves, especially in the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was generous throughout his life, but most generous in the month of Ramadan, and especially the last 10 nights, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be extra generous. And this is, in fact, in the third para which we read also today, the first quarter, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the great, great reward of charity and generosity. So, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. He gives the beggars, he gives the slaves. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ. He establishes salah. So salah, establishing of salah, is part of piety and good deeds. And discharging zakah. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَهَدُوا. And they are those who fulfill covenants
And whenever they have made any promises or pacts, they fulfill those agreements. They don't break those pacts. Yesterday we did about the munafiqeen. In fact, the first three verses in Alif Lam Mim, Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala talks about first about the believers. Then Allah talks about two verses about the kuffar. Then the remaining verses about nine or thirteen verses about the munafiqeen. So Allah spoke in detail about the munafiqeen, their qualities, that they break the oaths. They are not loyal, they are not truthful. Ayatul munafiqi thalathun, idha haddatha kadhaba, wa idha wa'ada akhlafa, wa idha atumina khana. A munafiq, when he speaks lies. When he makes a promise, he breaks the promise. When he's entrusted with something, he is disloyal. Allah protect us from that nifaq. Allah give us a kamil iman. So, he establishes salah, and he discharges his zakah, and they fulfill all the covenants. Awdul mufuna bi'ahadim idha ahadu. والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس. And they are perseverant, they are patient in times of disaster, calamity, and when there's poverty, then they are making sabr. They are not complaining against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in times of bimari and sickness, when there is sickness also, they are only turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at times of war, then they are perseverant. They are patient. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ مُتَّقُونَ. Allah says, such people, they are the honest ones. They are the truthful ones. They are the muttaqeen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another verse which is very quickly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When they ask about me, tell them I am very close. Allah says, Allah is inviting us. We should be making dua to Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. The moment you call Allah, Allah is going to respond to you. So let us not waste and delay. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes without even raising your hands, and you make the dua in your heart, Allah is responding to your dua immediately. It's a month of Ramadan, it's a month again of dua and begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand the beautiful verses of the Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.